AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In the Middle East, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is again urging Israel and Hamas to accept a ceasefire agreement. Sagar Magani has the latest.
The deal would free hostages and pause the nearly 7 months of Gaza fighting.
No delays, no excuses. The time is now.
In Tel Aviv, Blinken told Israel's ceremonial president Hamas will be to blame if the deal does not happen. The talks appear serious, but there are big differences on a key issue. Hamas wants the Israeli offensive to end if all hostages are freed. Israel's only offering a pause. After a meeting today, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says he made clear to Blinken Israel will carry out a military operation in Rafah, which it calls Hamas's last major stronghold. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Israel-Hamas war has stirred passions on college campuses, erupting in a brawl overnight at UCLA. And in New York City, police burst into a Columbia University building occupied by pro-Palestinian protesters. Mayor Eric Adams says Columbia requested the NYPD intervene, in part because of outside agitators.
There are those who are attempting to say, well, the majority of people may have been students. You don't have to be the majority to influence and co-opt an operation.
The Arizona legislature has approved a repeal of a Civil War era ban on nearly all abortions. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs expected to sign it. In Washington, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene says she'll call a vote next week on ousting House Speaker Mike Johnson.
I can't wait to see Democrats go out and support a Republican speaker and have to go home to their primaries and have to run for Congress again, having supported a Republican speaker, a Christian conservative.
The Federal Reserve's leaving its key interest rate where it is for now and doesn't plan to cut it until it has greater confidence inflation is slowing sustainably to its 2% target. This is AP News. NHL playoffs, the Hurricanes and Avalanche have advanced, while Gethin Coolbaugh reports the Toronto-Boston series goes on.
The Maple Leafs aren't done yet after staving off elimination with a 2-1 Game 5 road win over the Bruins. Despite star Austin Matthews being sidelined with an illness, Toronto still found a way as Matthew Nyes scored 2:26 into overtime to break the 1-1 tie.
Gosh, you black out a little bit, you know. I was just so excited and so happy, and I think what brought me more joy was to see the faces of my teammates and, you know, how much they wanted to, you know, keep playing.
Jake McCabe's one-timer just inside the blue line opened the scoring 5:33 in. Trent Frederick tied it 8.5 minutes later. Joseph Woll made 28 saves for the Leafs. Jeremy Swayman stopped 31 shots for Boston, which holds a 3-2 series lead. Gethin Coolbaugh, Boston.
Two games tonight, Vegas and Dallas, series tied at 2, while Edmonton can finish off the visiting Kings. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.